Welcome back to Radio Alibi. You're safe with us. Things have been developing rapidly at Catesby Hall, where our man on the scene informs us that the guests are growing restless thanks to the police lockdown, and they've started questioning each other in a bid to root out the murderer as quickly as possible. Detective Bassett has gone on record with a second official statement from the crime scene. We've now fixed the time of the murder to between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. this evening. Ms. Whiskers was last seen departing the downstairs library at 5 p.m. and was later found at 6 p.m. when the head chef called the dumb waiter down from the first floor dining area to the kitchen. Guests without a watertight alibi for this time period are most under suspicion. We have released our first guest from the hall, a stray cat who has been named as Ginger Tom. Although he could not confirm his whereabouts between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m., he is no longer an animal of suspicion. He was unable to satisfactorily wield an ice pick. Police background checks also revealed Boo Boo Bidoo has a criminal record. Her partner, Bebop, is suffering from a serious gambling addiction, and architect Art Deco witnessed the suspicious death of one of Grey Catesby's previous fiancées. And, as if that wasn't enough, our man also heard mobster Knuckles Baloney calling his sidekick Toots a killer, and saw Farley Hatpin reveal his strange toothpick to China Balloons, who whipped out her deadly tassels in return. It's a mixed-up world, listeners. But stay tuned for more news after these short messages from our sponsor.